From the News Center, a News Focus.
Colon cancer is a very, very treatable disease, especially when caught early.
March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and Dr. Rebecca Hoffman of Geisinger wants to remind us that with a little effort, this is a cancer that's fairly easy to avoid. For decades, the screening colonoscopy has been recommended at age 50, and that can catch so many problems before they even become problems. The cases have been on the increase, though, so new guidelines suggest the age of 45. But why is that?
It would be great if we had something to blame, because then we could have something to fix and change. But really, we don't have a clear understanding of why we're seeing this rise in younger patients.
What can we do to decrease the risk?
Having a high fiber diet, decreasing red meat, being active. Sometimes, unfortunately, getting colorectal cancer is also a matter of genetics and some bad luck, too.
But if it's discovered that you are in that category?
If we know that you are a genetic variant carrier, we get you plugged into one of our hereditary cancer multidisciplinary teams. But in terms of screening for colorectal cancer specifically, generally speaking, you'll have a colonoscopy every year or two.
Any other thoughts from colorectal surgeon Dr. Rebecca Hoffman?
What would I want patients to know? What do they fear the most? A lot of patients, the thing that they're most worried about, I mean, probably it's having cancer, obviously, but the other thing is that they'll get a bag or an ostomy. And that really scares a lot of people. And the biggest sighs of relief I always get are when I say to people that actually it's a real rarity.
So
while the prep is not all that favorable for colonoscopy, the procedure itself is very, very well tolerated. People often will tell me that it wasn't as bad as they thought, and they get a nice 45-minute sleep and are doing well afterwards.
Hoffman hopes that post-pandemic, an awareness event and fundraiser might become a part of Geisinger's efforts during March, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.